The Collective by J.B. Hermanson. Narrated by Lily Ward. Prologue. In a collective in the outskirts of Berlin, seven people coexisted. They did not know each other before they moved in together. There are no rules in the collective. Many of the residents come from a background where they are controlled by other people than themselves. They are wanted, hoped, and believed. But they were not allowed. Somebody else always told them how to act and how to live their lives. Some of them were not allowed to express their artistic vision, as it seemed strange and wasn't seen as an honorable way of life, an ordinary way of life. Others did not get to choose who or how many they wanted to kiss. And some of them wasn't even allowed to love at all because somebody else told them that it was wrong. There are no such limits in the collective. There are no preconceptions. Nobody judges. Nobody tells you how to act or expect anything from you. In the collective, everything is shared. Nothing in the collective is mine, just as nothing in the collective is yours. It all belongs to everybody. Is there any jealousy there, you might wonder? Typically, there are at least a couple of things that have unique value to you and that you are afraid of losing. That's another thing that makes the collective so beautiful. There are no such thoughts here. What might be the strangest thing with this place, the idea that not many people will understand, or want to understand, is how the relationship between the residents work. The thing is that it works just as it does with the things. Nobody belongs to anyone else. Nobody has exclusive rights. Everybody is allowed. Some of the residents are even married, but they still share. She can kiss him, he can be with her, and she can satisfy her. He can do the same to him. Everybody loves both the non-excising rules and the people that they share their lives with. All of them make love to each other. F and R. F is on her belly. The bed is soft and the sheets are slightly wrinkled. A ray of sunshine finds its way through the blinds. She feels somewhat bored, and in her mind she thinks about what the day ahead has to offer. She is naked, but her body is warm. Today is a sunny day, which helps. But above all, it's...